the bliss, sweetness and pastimes of Lord Krishna are not revealed even to those who may give sermons on the spiritual topics, or even those who are very scholarly. It is said, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Na Medhaya Na Bahunashu Tena Tammeva Vrinate Tena Labhya. It is said, Nayam Atma Na Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo, even by giving pravachanas, Na Medhaya, or even by great intelligence, Na Bahunashu Tena, even after reading volumes and volumes of literatures in connection to the spiritual subject matter, still the sweetness of the Lord and the pastimes of the Lord and the beauty of the Lord, these things are not manifested in anyone's heart until tammeva vrinate tena labhya, when Lord chooses someone and awakens these things in his heart. And it's not that Lord does it randomly, although he has the freedom to do so. The Lord does it based on and the mood of a devotee, the service attitude of a devotee. There is a very famous prayer by Rupa Goswami called as Karpanya Panjika Stotra. In that prayer he prays, "Oh my dear Lord Krishna, although you are the greatest and I am the most smallest and insignificant, and although you are the most intelligent and I am the most foolish, still, by your mercy, you awaken your remembrance in my heart whenever I occasionally chant your holy names, although you have instructed in the scriptures to chant your holy names 24 hours a day." So this is the mood of Rupa Goswami, and that is why Srila Prabhupada says, unless one is accustomed to serving the lotus feet of the Lord, one should not be too eager to behold the beautiful smiling face of the Lord. Similarly, unless one has developed a great reverence and respect for Krishna's lotus feet, while approaching him through the chanting of the holy names, and also offer practical services to him in a mood of sacrificing spirit, one cannot expect to see the beauty and the sweetness and pastimes of the Lord in one's heart. Harinam Prabhu ki.